Hey everybody, in this quick video, we're going to take a look at Richard Mayer's multimedia design principles. So Richard Mayer is one of the world's leading experts on educational technology and specifically on multimedia design. He's a scholar and practitioner, just done some amazing work. If you do a Google search for Mayer's multimedia principles, you will find not only references to his scholarly work, but also lots and lots of interpretations that folks have done to try to help those who are creating multimedia projects or designing media-rich projects for education to design in a way that actually is aligned with the way folks pay attention to media and learn from media. I'm going to summarize 11 of his pieces in this quick video. So the first thing Mayer tells us is avoid unnecessary images. You might really like the cute pictures of cats or puppies or other things that you're adding to the presentation, but what research shows is that that just distracts folks from the images or the content that you're actually trying to teach them. Now, we don't want to add unnecessary images, but if there are images or shapes like arrows that can help guide folks through your content and point out relevant or important items, that can be advantageous to your viewers. Also doing things like adding ones or twos or something to guide folks through viewing the content on a slide, or adding images that are going to be icons that you use throughout the presentation, a book to show that certain things are additional resources, for example. That kind of guide does help, and those kind of images do help to guide users through your content. So go ahead and include those. Next, Mayer says that if we have a visual that we're trying to get folks to understand, for example, maybe a graph, you should not explain that in text. You should explain that in audio. If folks are both paying attention to the graph and trying to read the text, they're going to get lost and not be able to pay attention to anything. So if you're trying to explain visuals, make sure to use audio content. Next, if you are going to label things like the origin of a graph, for example, put the label near the item, near the thing that it's actually identifying. We don't want folks to have to look too far away in order to see the label. And that's true even if you're using arrows to point things out. Put those labels close to the things that they're labeling. Next, make sure your narration and the action match. If one is longer than the other, consider changing the timing so that they both begin and end at the same time. Mayer's principle of breaking your content into reasonable chunks has benefits both for the audience and for the creators. The audience gets to take a little break. The creator gets to manage smaller files and also has a chance to mix and remix their content later if they need to. It's always a good idea to tell people what you're going to tell them. A brief introduction always helps to get folks thinking about what it is you'll be teaching them. Remember, your audience can pay attention only to one thing with their vision at a time. If you want them to understand something like a graph and you must give a textual description of it, make sure that both stay on the screen long enough so that folks can read it. It's a good idea, if you're going to do this, to add a control so that folks can stop the video or the presentation. Pay attention to the language used in your presentation. Specialized vocabulary obviously has to be introduced in some presentations, but otherwise, avoid what's called false elegance or using too fancy language that's not conversational, or to follow the advice of my favorite bumper sticker, eschew obfuscation. Don't use language that just confuses people. Even though AI voices are getting much better and you might want to introduce a few elements of AI-generated language into your presentation, it's best that the important content is introduced or described with a human voice. Remember as well, the speaker need not be on the screen. In some cases, it does help. For example, if there is something important about the person's appearance that is relevant to the presentation, or if the person uses gesticulations or important gestures to make points, then it does help. Otherwise, you can feel free to leave yourself off the screen. Okay, folks, there's some advice on how to create a good multimedia project according to one of the world's leading experts. All right, we'll see you in the multimedia lab.